Okay, so we finished Hilchos Kiddush, and now we're moving on to Hilchos Lecha Mishnah and the Sudas of Shabbos. So we know that you're supposed to not have one bread, but two breads on Shabbos Kiddush. And according to the Rizal, you're supposed to have how many breads?
Three breads.
12 breads.
Oh, okay.
Times six. Why are you supposed to? Why are you supposed to have 12 breads? Where does that correspond to? That's a nice idea. I like that.
The times two.
12 breads in the...
The 12 show breads, exactly. In the Beit HaMikdash, they had 12 breads. Also, we have 12 breads on our table. I believe the Vilna Gaon and their custom of other people is you don't have to have 12 on the table necessarily the first meal. You can have four, four, and four. Spread the love out, but it's a Gvaldika idea. Bring the blessing of the show bread onto our table. Everything on Shabbos corresponds to the Beit HaMikdash.
Is the showbread even about Shabbos in Mishkan?
Like, no. The showbread, I don't think, is about Shabbos. But Shabbos is about the Beit HaMikdash. Shabbos is the Beit HaMikdash in time. The Beit HaMikdash is in space, and Shabbos is the Beit HaMikdash in time. And so we bring the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash into our lives when we are celebrating Shabbos. And that's why everything that happens on the Shabbos table exactly corresponds to what was done in the Beit HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. Right? For example, on Shabbos, they had, at the Mizbeach, they had the salt. Right? So what do we have on our table? We have the salt representing our unbreakable bond with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? On Shabbos, they lit the menorah. What do we have? I'm sorry, that was in the Beit HaMikdash, they lit the menorah. What do we have on Shabbos? The Shabbos candles that the women, right. The Shabbos, we are special. And the Beit HaMikdash, that the Kohanim had special clothing. So on Shabbos, we have special clothing. They went to the mikvah, we go to the shower. Right? When they were bringing the korbanot, they sang, right? And the Levim sang in the service. So what do? We sing
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, Mirus, right? So you see that everything that happened on Shabbos, Shimshon Pinchas talks about the Hashkafic connections also, but everything that happened on Shabbos, also the 39 Malachos on Shabbos, are based on the Mishkan. Exactly. Right? So everything, all the energy of the Mishkan we're bringing into our homes when we do Shabbos Kodesh, and that's also why we have two breads, like the 12 breads according to the Rizal. Okay. But on the halachic level, you only have to have two. Where does that idea come from that you're supposed to have two breads on...
Two servings of manna in the
desert. Excellent. It said, Lechem Mishnah is what the Torah describes. The double portion that they got on Friday. And so on Shabbos, we have a double portion of bread. Which is interesting, because if you thought about it logically, when should we have our double portion?
No,
on Friday. We should have two portions on Friday, just like they had a double portion on Friday.
Oh.
But no, we don't do it. They had a double portion on Friday because God didn't want to make them work on Shabbos. So they had one for Friday and one for Shabbos. But I think the idea is it's connecting. Even Friday has like the p'china of Shabbos in it. So already the Lechem Mishnah fell on Friday to show you have to start preparing for Shabbos. The first halacha of Shabbos, even before the Torah commands about Shabbos, is this idea of Lechem Mishnah. It tells us the story in Parshat B'Shalach of how the Jewish people had to go out and get a double portion. Right? So it's showing us if you want to tap into Shabbos, you need to first tap into Erev Shabbos. That's the key to really connecting to Shabbos. Pretty cool, no? Cool idea. Okay, so you got to have two breads. The other idea is that just like the two breads fell, the man fell from the heavens, right? And it was mamish a miracle. So too our bread, our Cheerios, all of our food that we have is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just we don't think about it. We don't internalize, you know, what a crazy miracle it is that a seed can somehow become bread. But the Lechem Mishnah reminds us that it's all a miracle. That's why I have to be thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. Hooray, we connected it all. Goodbye. Okay, so we should be thankful and eat our Lechem Mishnah. Now, Lechem Mishnah. Do we have to do that on Friday night? Yes. Shabbos morning meal? Yes. What about Shalosh Shudos? Ooh, so here is, we're in Machlokesville. Here is Machlokes. But Lamaisa, we paskin. Lech Lamaisa, you should try to have Lechem Mishnah. If you can.
That's the answer, you should try.
You should try. Try. Meaning, it's a machlokas. Some rabbis said that apparently they didn't get enough mana for a double portion on the third meal in the desert. I don't know. But they felt like You don't have to do it at Shalosh Yiddus. Other rabbis said, no, it applies even for the third meal. The Shulchan Aruch Basin, if you can have Lechem Mishnah, good, excellent. Try to do it. If you can't, okay, it's not the end of the world.
The question is where the whole third meal comes from.
Oh, that's a great question.
Do you even have to have bread at Shalosh Yiddus?
Oh, that's another great question. So we're going to get to all those questions right now. Awesome. Okay, so what is the makor? What is the source for? Let's start even before we get to Shalosh Yiddus, for meals in general, for having the obligation to have meals on Shabbos, to have Sudas Shabbos. Where does that come from? So it comes from the pasuk that says you should mit'aneg b'Shabbat. Maran Shabbos Kuf Yudayin. Aleph says that that pasuk in Yeshaya, which talks about, we always quote about oneg Shabbat, v'karat la Shabbat oneg, specifically refers to the meals of Shabbos. So when you're having a meal with delicious food, Shulchan Aruch says you should have your most delicious food. If you like meat, meat. If you like wine, have wine. If you like vegetarian schnitzel and soup and salad, like we do. So then, well, not the schnitzel, but we like the soup and salad. So then you should have that, whatever you enjoy. And that is the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Having those meals with delicious food is being Mekayim, that minion of Oneg Shabbos, which according to most rabbis is rabbinical. But according to some, is a higher status since it's from the Nevi'im, and according to even some, it's biblical. But those are in the minority. But most people say there's a rabbinical mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos, so you have to have three meals. Okay? Now, besides for the meals, the poskim say that anytime you're enjoying Shabbos, so let's say you have a delicious fruit in between meals in order to enjoy Shabbos, that too is an inyan of Oneg Shabbat. You're also getting the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat. And if you're taking a nice Shabbos shluf, asleep on Shabbos, you're also being mekayim the inyan of Oneg Shabbos. So it's gevalt, it's the highest. But the Pnini Halacha points out, this is a little bit harif, but he says that in order to be mekayim Oneg Shabbos, you have to be doing it for Hashem. So if you're stuffing yourself to the point that you're like totally like, feel gross about yourself, and afterwards you just need to nap and you can't learn any Torah on Shabbos, Pnini Halacha says, that's not owning Shabbos, it's owning yourself. You have to be doing it for the sake of Shabbos, which means you could eat more than you normally eat. You should eat more than you normally eat. You can eat and mom should be satisfied. But don't stuff yourself, because then you're just not doing it for Hashem, you're doing it just for your...
You have two souls on Shabbat.
You do have two souls, so you can eat extra. Everything's double on Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, two korbanot, Shamor and Zachor, right? But at the same time, it's double, it's not triple. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't eat yourself so much that you're stuffed and you can't eat any third meal. Okay, so that's the makor for the meals of Shabbos. Now, in terms of Shalosh Yiddus, so where does it come from? There's a pasuk. Okay, there's a pasuk. I think it's in Shmot Yud. I think it's Tet Zayin or Yud Bet. Let's see if I can find the pasuk. No. 1 second. Sorry. Okay, I don't remember the pasuk. It basically is in the pasuk which describes the man in Shmos, in Parshas B'Shalach, when it talks about how God gave the Jewish people the man. In that pasuk, it says three times the word Hayom. Okay, so the rabbis derive from here that since it goes out of its way and to say the word Hayom three times, we learn that there's three meals on Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos morning, and Shabbos.
It could be that it's talking about Lamalka.
It could be talking about what?
Lava Malka. Doesn't someone...
So, it could be all sorts of things.
Connected to Shabbat.
It could be all sorts of things, but Chazal, in the Gemara, say that Hayom specifically means the three meals of Shabbat. And they darshan out from there. I would probably say it's an asmacht. I don't think it's pashup shot. They want to give a makor for this idea of having a third meal on Shabbos from this pasuk. Yeah.
Isn't it argued in the Gemara in Shabbos that it could possibly mean that there are like four meals?
Nachon. There is that havamina in the Gemara. But Allah Chalamayis said we don't pasuk like that. We pasuk there's only three meals. But yes, there is Ma'av HaMalka, which Bezrat Hashem, I don't know if today, but we'll get to that, is also definitely very connected to that Indian. But L'maisa Gemara says, Hayom, three meals, and therefore we have an obligation to do Shalosh Shittos. Ideally, there's a set time for each meal. The night meal at night, the day meal ideally before Chatzot, and the third meal after Chatzot. For us, Karl Bach Yidin, who daven a little bit later, and you know, so we're a little bit lenient, and Bidyavid, if you have your second meal after Chatzot, it still counts. But Lechatchila, if you could have the meal before Chatzot in its set time, that would be ideal. But Shalosh Shittos, you really, really are supposed to not have it before Chatzot. You're supposed to have it after Chatzot. Remember, in the army, we had this dilemma. In the army, you don't necessarily have a third meal slot set. You know, you have dinner after Shabbos, but you don't have a third meal. So what we would do sometimes is have Kiddush, which we'd make the second meal.
Yeah, all the time.
And then the third meal would be lunch. Right?
The rabbi would actually, like, a lot of times, call back, like, if the rabbi was being scheduled for, like, the week, that's when they, like, come in, suit out
each other. Exactly. So L'maisa, that's not the ideal situation, but it's the best situation we could do, because they don't have a third meal. But, and there are post can say, okay, b'di'evit, if you know, if that's the best scenario, you can have the third meal for Chatzot, but ideally, the third meal really should be after, at least, halachu Chatzot, like 12 o'clock, 12:30. Okay, now, in terms of, do you have to have bread at the third meal? Right, which is a big shaila. So, if you look it up in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, to be honest, it's pretty clear, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're supposed to have bread at the third meal. You're really supposed to have bread at the third meal. It's based on this Gemara, this Oneg Shabbos idea. With that said, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings down that if you can't have bread, because your mom is stuffed. It's a winter meal. Your mom is stuffed. And it's supposed to be for Oneg Shabbat. You're supposed to enjoy the meal. So if you can't put any more food in your body, then you can be Mekayim the Inyan through Mezonos. And if you, there are those who say that if you can't Mekayim it with Mezonos, because even that's too much for your little body, you can have fruits and vegetables, there are those who say. But to be honest, that's really a Bidyavid situation. I mean, ideally what you should do is Chacham Einav Barosha. You shouldn't eat so much at lunch meal that you're going to be totally stuffed. Or don't snack before Shalosh Shittos. You can at least have enough in your appetite to have a kazayis or a kibitzah worth of bread. And if not that, at least mezonos. So ideally, you should have at least something. Apparently, there's a custom of Chabadnikim and that they don't have the third meal. And they just say, learn and do divrei Torah instead. I don't know. And I don't know what... I don't think that's based on the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, any halacha.
No, Mishnah Berurah says such a thing.
It says that what?
You can learn instead of eat.
Really? All right, so let's look it up together.
You got all week?
I've never seen that Mishnah Berurah. I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. So we'll check it out.
I grew up in like Chabad surrounding. They always used to do Mizonos.
Oh, so not everyone in Chabad did. Don't get me wrong.
But they would eat.
No,
but even
think about like. Not doing, but some people do shows still
to the and then they would what? Sit and sing, or they go back to learn?
Sit and sing.
No, many Chabadnikim do.
Yeah.
Minhag of a lot of modern Orthodox people is they have a shir. They do mincha, and then they do a shir, and they skip Shalosh Shittos and just have the Torah instead, like the Chabadnikim. Like the apparently this idea. I'm sure there's some sort of makor for it. I just personally haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We'll look it up together, Bezrat Hashem, we'll find it.
Amen.
But I guess spiritual sustenance, like the mana. But to be honest, Lamaisa, if you look in the standard post game, really say you should have bread ideally. And there are those who say that that's the real meal of Shabbos. Because a Friday night and Shabbos morning, you're hungry, you're excited, you're going to eat. But Shalosh Shittos, you're not really so hungry, especially in the winter. And still, you're going out of your way to like have some extra food just to sit with some chaverim and sing some Shabbos nigunim, gevalt. That's mamish Shabbos. That shows that you're really doing it for Hashem and not just for you. So I'm a big believer in Shalosh Shittos. At the same time, you don't have to have a lavish meal at Shalosh Shittos. It's more just set the table and just sing songs, and the minhag in many yeshivas is that's when the rabbi gives his drasha, that's when the ruchnius, that's a raiv, and that's when, according to the Kabbalah, the holiest time of Shabbos, when you're mamish in a state of yichud with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's very important whether it's bedroom, mezonos, or whatever, to make sure you have some shalosh it is in your day. It's also an interesting halacha. A lot of people don't know that I think the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're supposed to have your table set all Shabbos. Even after your lunch is over, you set the table again. So you should always have the avira, the atmosphere of Shabbos.
Tablecloth or like mamash, like all the.
Ideally, you should have tablecloth and it should be set nicely. And no, you don't have to have the whole like table. Just that it should still feel like Shabbos. Like, you know, you should walk in and feel like it's a Shabbos-like atmosphere. Make sense? So that's Lecha Mishnah. In terms of, this also came up a lot in the army. Let's say you don't have Lecha Mishnah, but you have cut-up bread. Right? You have those things. Mm-hmm. So, B'di'evet, that also counts as Lecha Mishnah, because it's all one idea. It's all one goosh. So as long as you could like lift it up together, it could count. B'di'evet. Obviously, Lecha Chilit should be a shalem.
Not just one slice, the whole cloak.
The whole cloak. Even if you don't have bread, so according to even the Rehens of Boskim, we say that a slice is still shalem. So two slices, two shalem slices of bread could also count as Lecha Mishnah. Mamish b'di'evet. Like, it's not ideal.
If you don't
have
b'di'evet,
but it's better than enough.
Full slice, yeah, if you wrap it in four halves, put it together, and we'll look together.
Yeah.
What he said.
Super bitty. Ideally, if you can, really you should try to have shalem breads to represent shlemus of the Jewish people, a lot of Kabbalistic inyanim, the men and the women. Now, in terms of how you say the blessing on the Lecha Mishnah, two different customs. Some people do it like this, top and bottom, and then you do it on the top one on Friday night and the bottom Shabbos morning. That's what some custom is. That's, I think, the halachic, the way that halachic masters recommend. According to the Kabbalists, you do it like this. You bring them together like that. Two sides. Like the lechem apanim was like that.
Face to fist.
I think face to face. Are you saying like this?
I know, like face to face. Like this. Round side to round side.
Like this?
Round side, which is the face of the bread.
Flipped upside down, bro.
I don't know. I'm not a maven.
You don't want to start doing like stuff here, you know, Thursday.
It'd be too crazy. Too crazy. All right. So, and final Lecha Mishnah. Some of the customers, when you do Lecha Mishnah, you give it a little cut, a little knife, because, but you don't actually cut it, so it's still shalim, but just a symbolical cut to show that we want to right away not have a hefsek between saying the bracha and eating and putting the Lecha Mishnah into our bodies. Kavalt. Okay, if those who want can leave, it's cool. But since Rav Dov is not here, I'm going to squeeze in a 5-10 minute.
Rav Bini's going to be able to feel it again,
no? Yeah, on Thursdays? I don't think on Thursdays.
No, he's like making
special. Okay. Ah. Okay. Tov, so I can't mess with that.